Carol, I know this is one of your favorite days.
Tony, we've been waiting for this one for, it seems like forever. This has been a long, long election cycle, but the day is here, and now it's waiting to see how it all plays out here. But I think at the end of the day, we're all going to see what everyone's been writing and talking about, that the Republicans will have a pretty big victory in the state of Michigan.
What will you do tonight? Where will you be?
Actually, I'm going to be on CBS tonight talking about election returns from 10 to 11 o'clock, CBS Network. Katie Couric will be on. I'll be doing some of the local stuff, talking about the races going on. So it's going to be an eventful evening, if you will, with so much shaking out across Metro Detroit, the region, and the state here.
We recently interviewed Virge Bonero, and he told me that all the pundits and the political experts and the pollsters are wrong. He believes that he will win today, but what do you think?
Well, I think the polls, certainly, he's been down in every single poll. I don't think I've seen a single poll ever where it was even within shouting distance of each other. Could all the polls be wrong? Of course, things can always be wrong. There's no guarantee till the voters go to the poll. But I think when you have every single poll on both sides of the aisle being done here, showing him losing, it's very much uphill for him. So could be a miracle? Of course. We've seen things happen before. Think back to John Engler and Jim Blanchard when polls had Engler down double digit. He came back from behind. But again, I'm not quite sure that every single poll this time is wrong. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see on that particular race, I guess.
Any surprises we should be looking for?
No, you know, I really do think I'm going to be interested to watch a couple different races which have received a lot of attention locally and nationally from the two parties, that being Gary Peters and Rocky Ruskowski, the 9th Congressional District. Peters being the incumbent, Rocky coming in from outside. That has been one of the ugliest races. The commercials have been ugly, and in fact, I've had so many people tell me, I know more about the candidates and the negatives associated with through these commercials than them talking up their own positives of why they should be elected. And the negative campaign has been rough and tumble this election cycle.
Carol, in a recent column in the Detroit Free Press, you talked about how President Barack Obama has avoided the state of Michigan for strategic reasons.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because he came in 2008 and was exalted by the Democratic Party and had a lot of support. And I think we've watched as that's dissipated. The health care has been a big a blunder in some people's minds and really put the Democrats on edge across the country. He's looking at a bunch of different states. There's potentially 12 states where the Democrats could lose governorships, Michigan being one. So Obama is not going to places where I think he does want to be pictured as supporting people who are in a losing position, rather resoundingly. So he has not been to Michigan in the final chase of this election cycle. He was here earlier, but has, I think, sort of deliberately decided not to come in here, go to places where there's more of an actual chance. And so he's looking at 2012, no doubt about it, as he has been, and he will be November 3rd. It kicks into high gear.
In another recent piece that you wrote for the Detroit Free Press, as you know, Carol, I'm from Mount Clemens, which is in Macomb County, and I have watched over the last 15, 20 years as that city has died. They no longer have their own police service. That county has seen a decline in population, as many folks around the Mount Clemens area have either moved out or moved to the northern regions of that county. And you recently debated, will the addition of a county executive in Macomb County, the first elected by suburban voters, hurt or help the region? What did you discover?
Well, I think there's a lot of hope that it will help the county and the region, but that's all to be seen and heard. In the conversation, you've got the big two with Wayne in Oakland, with Sacano and Patterson, who have some legitimate political might behind them because they have the power to get things done. And Macomb has been kind of a distant cousin to the whole thing because there's been 26 commissioners. Now they've rechanged and revamped the whole form of government out there. There'll be 13 with one actual legitimate executive county executive. That's likely to be Mark Hackle, according to all polls. And it puts them on more equal footing with the other two. And when it comes to, they'll get along fine until they start bickering over something, which will eventually come up. Who knows what it will be. But, again, I think the county and people and voters there voted to do this, thinking it would make the county stronger and have more of a voice. And times are going to get tough here in this region and state as Rick Snyder or whoever gets in office up there with all the new legislators, there's going to be massive reorganization and change. Municipalities and county governments are going to be fighting and trying to get their elbows out for things. So it'll be a really interesting dynamic to see with Macomb County with an executive how that plays out. But I know Mark Hackle is gearing up for it all.
All right. Carol Kane, the host of Michigan Matters, will be on CBS Detroit's WWJ-TV tonight. Carol, get lots of caffeine in your body, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Take care.